Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard's here. Jim's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including What's the Rush, including Well Done, the whole Well Done series, including Mind Like Water, including other books, A Little Wave, Old Swell, that's another one. And he's the guy we turn to when we want to find out what's really going on inside of ourselves. He's our good friend Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, you've been doing some work recently on the brain and how, of course, you know, we all know what the brain does. Let me rephrase it. We all think we know what the brain does, right, Jim?
Exactly, right. We think we know.
We're mistaken about a lot of that, aren't we?
We are. And, you know, it really does help us to know how our own brains function. And there's so much coming out now, recent neurological studies that, you know, catching up on this is what I want to do with you this morning so that we can know how to use our own brains, our knowledge of our brains, to work better and to be happy.
Well, yeah, and the thing is we've got this turbo computer between our ears that we know helps us do stuff. It's pretty handy, but there's so much we don't know about it in terms of keeping it healthy, in terms of what it's capable of, in terms of we kind of take it for granted, don't we?
Well, you know, we also need to know where we're wrong about it. We need to know what its limitations are, where we think, you know, for instance, we've always been taught, even in Sunday school probably, about the free will that we have, you know, that we're not programmed. And yet, it's probably not a new idea for most of your listeners, is that most of what we do and even think, from the time we get up in the morning until we go to bed, is run by habit.
Mm-hmm.
We're really sort of victims of habit, and we can study this even, you know, brushing our teeth, the way we do it, the way we shave, the way we operate in our car, and the way that we talk to people and do our work.
And not just habit, but also baggage from other people.
Sure it is.
Right?
And, you know, the guy that I want to mention that's named Libet, L-I-B-E-T, who has studied this phenomenon that we call free will, and he's come up with one of the fun findings is that in terms of that so-called control, Libet says that it's only in the last 2/10 of a second before we make a movement that we can choose.
Hmm.
So what we have...
Time out. So he's saying that when we first move, we're kind of moving based on habit, but then in the last 2 seconds we can is when we change?
Is when we can make a choice, yeah. And so what we have is, really, we have free won't.
Not free
and,
will,
and
but free won't.
That's very good to know, because
I like that.
There's so much to choose from out there. For instance, we have a lot of talk about what we call multitasking. And, you know, you probably already know, because it's pretty common knowledge now, that in a way there is no such thing, and that we promote it, but it isn't really what we think it is. We think that brain is doing several things at once, but the brain is designed to do one thing at once, and that's when it's working best. So what multitasking is the brain's amazing ability to do one thing at once really fast,
mm-hmm.
and to make those choices back and forth really fast. I mean, we've been doing this ever since we learned to ride a bike.
Right.
But that is what it really is.
Walk and chew gum at the same time, right?
That's it. So when you think about free won't, I have a friend who goes into schools and teaches kids, young kids, about their brains and how they work. And this program called, in our neck of the woods, is called Calmer Choice, came about as a result of violence in schools, bullying, and so mm-hmm. on. And one of the parents took a course in mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So mindfulness training is going into grammar schools here. And what they do is they teach kids about the brain and how they can use it to not react to their emotions of fear or anger and so on. And so they teach them about the gap, and they say, mind the gap. And the gap they're talking about is the gap between the amygdala in the brain, which is the seat of emotions,
right,
and the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of us that decides, makes decisions,
right,
sets goals, and so
that's
on.
That's the processor, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the really, it's the smart
and
part
that's
of
the
it.
And that's the modern part of the brain.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
if we have a strong emotion, if we have anxiety, fear, I got to do this, fear, that drives us.
Mm-hmm.
We can stop and we can say I've got this 2/10 of a second here. I don't have to respond
mm-hmm.
to that. That's what they're teaching kids, and they're also having them teaching them calmness so that they can observe themselves and make these decisions. Well, we as adults need to do the same things, Jim.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is something that we can apply to our business as well,
exactly.
because a lot of times in our business we get so stressed out, we get so much pressure on us that we think that we have to respond a certain way because we've seen other people respond that way, or as you said earlier, that's what the amygdala, the emotional fight or flight, would cause us to do. But if we slow down a little bit and see. Jim, this is where what helps me is when I talk to myself before I know something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, setting a plan.
What
right?
if I know I'm about to have a stressful conversation, I talk to myself about this before mm-hmm. I go before I have that talk, that conversation.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
That's smart. I think I got a smart friend.
Well, no, well. Let me tell you something. It's not so smart as much as having been thumped on my head many a time. I said, I think there must be a better way to do that.
Exactly.
Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to be right back. What's the name of the new book, Jim?
Russiaholics Anonymous.
What, Russiaholics Anonymous. He's got a 12-step program and everything, folks. 20 after, right back with Jim Ballard. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.